Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week, we finished our question and answer series and started with the invitation. So, let's start this Christmas Eve with that invitation.
My feet on this firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The salvation is not likened unto marriage. Marriage is likened unto salvation. When I got married, I repented. That is, I turned from every girlfriend I'd ever had and turned to one person, my lovely wife. And she's been my wife for almost 50 years now. But when I made that decision, that meant to thee and to thee only, till death do us part. Good thing about it, when you turn to Christ and you enter that kind of relationship, He is from everlasting to everlasting. And so, He gives you eternal life. And so, that's something that will never be divorced. Okay, you'll always belong to Him once you've given Him your heart and life. But remember, just like marriage, He is the head, and we are to be submitted to Him. And we come to Him in that attitude. I've always wondered about people that said they're getting saved, and they get saved, and then they won't follow the very first command after salvation to be baptized. There's something wrong with that. Something definitely wrong with that. So what good is confession without repentance? If it doesn't change one's attitude or actions, what good is it? Now, we can continually confess sin and do nothing about it. The saying, confession is good for the soul, is actually another lie of the devil. The devil's lies always seem to be somewhat true. But confession without repentance in itself is a lie. Confession to someone you've wronged is not true if you hide something from them. But since God knows all things, our confession to Him is knowing you deserve to go to hell, and you want Him to change you and to make you what He wants you to be. You want Him to come into your life. You want Him to cleanse you. You want Him to be the Lord, the God of your life. You must be willing for Him to take your sin away and to work in you. If you're just saying, well, I want Him to save me from going to hell, but I don't want to live for Him. I don't want Him to be the master of my life. That's not repentance, and that's not faith. That's not being reconciled to God. You see, God doesn't reconcile Himself to the world. We must be reconciled to God. You know, in reconciliation, I remember as a boy one time, teenage boy, my brother, older brother worked in a bank, and I was there at the time there to close, and he and I were going to ride somewhere together. They didn't close right away. They closed the bank, but they didn't stop working right away. It was almost an hour. I found out after an hour, they finally finished. They were looking for 15 cents. Now, if I had 15 cents in my pocket that time, I would have given it to them just to get out an hour earlier, but they can't do it that way. Okay. Everything has to be accounted for. And so it took them an hour to find 15 cents. Now, I say all that to say that they had to reconcile to the bank, not the bank reconcile to them. In other words, there was a standard there to which they had to reconcile, not the standard to be changed for them. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says to be ye reconciled to God. Friend, what you got to realize is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. The glory of God is Jesus Christ our Lord. Every one of us have come short of Him. You know, this question-answer thing I do every December, and we always think of the birth of Jesus Christ. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Those are great gifts, but the gift you need to give is to Him. It's your heart and life. Because without that, your eternity is in a lake of fire where you'll never cease to exist. The glory of God was Jesus Christ. One of our answers this year was that Jesus left heaven and come to this earth. He humbled Himself, even unto death, the death of the cross. That cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. And yet, Jesus in His high priestly prayer mentioned the glory that He had with Him, with the Father. And my friend, Jesus is the glory of God. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. You don't get compared to me or to anybody else. I'm not compared to you or anyone else. We're compared to Jesus Christ. We all come short. As a matter of fact, the Greek stating of that means we continually come short. In Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin, does it say big sin, a whole lot of sin, or a certain kind of sin, just says, for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. He says, but the gift, now the wages is what we've earned. We deserve to go to hell. We've earned to go to hell. But the gift, what we haven't earned, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If I die and go to hell, I get my just deserts. If I die and go to heaven, I don't get what I deserve. I get what Jesus Christ and His humanity deserve. That's His grace on me. And I have that assuredly through repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, not that we get good enough for Him. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid our penalty completely and in full. Christ died for us. Boy, that's profound. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, He was God, Emmanuel, Jesus, come in the flesh, God come in the flesh, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you believe that He was God come in the flesh, and you'll confess with your mouth, you'll identify with Him, you'll say the same thing as that. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, that He arose literally, bodily from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. You know, you could go into a doctor and he sees something wrong. He says, you know what? You've got a very serious problem. We've taken images and so forth of this problem inside your body, and we need to do surgery. If this doesn't come out, you will die. However, if we can do this surgery, you can live. Well, you begin to ask questions. He shows you everything that He has done. He shows you this surgery. He shows it to you perhaps on video. He shows you the pictures of your insides. He shows you why. He's able to explain everything to a T, and then you see that the best surgeon in the country is going to do the surgery, and he can show you all the papers that show that He's the best at this particular surgery. And after He shows you that He's the best at this particular surgery, that you need the surgery, and then you agree, yes, boy, I need the surgery. He says, okay, you see you need it. Oh, yeah, I see I need it. Okay, let's set the surgery up for such and such a day. You say, no. No, you're not going to do that. But do you see you need surgery? Yeah. Don't you want to have surgery? No. You don't want to live? Yeah, I want to live. You don't want to die? No. then have the surgery. No, I'm scared. I don't want to do that. Oh, do you not believe that he can do this? Oh, yeah, I believe it. I can see just by all the papers, everything else you've shown, he can do it. Then why won't you have the surgery? Because I don't want to trust him with my life. Okay? Well, look, Jesus is God. Without him was not anything made that was made, the Bible tells us. He's proved that he can do it. If he can create, if he can speak the worlds into existence, Psalms 33:6, if he can do all that he has done, if he can literally raise from the dead, he can save your soul. But it calls on you to repent and believe the gospel. That is, Jesus died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead. You're coming to him to cleanse you from your sin, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and for him to be your God and Lord. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can be saved right now, right where you are. Why not just bow your head right now? I'm going to pray a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, and you want God to save you, you want him to save your soul, you want him to give you eternal life in heaven so that when you die, your spirit goes to be with him, and you're willing to give him your life, you're willing for him to cleanse you of your sin, then would you pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for me. I believe 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my God, as my Lord, as my Savior. By the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanse me from all my sin and save my soul right now. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We'd like to hear from you. And we'd also encourage you, if you don't go to a Bible preaching church, to find one and go to it and tell them of the decision that you've made. Make sure they use a King James Bible. Make sure they use good old passion music, not rock and roll. And make sure that the preacher sticks by the Word of God. And just tell them, you got saved listening to the Lamp and Light. Now you want to know the next step in your Christian life. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast and for tuning in for this year's question and answer period. Now, our next one will be December of 2019, should the Lord tarry his coming, and we will hopefully have a bunch of new questions from you that we can answer on this broadcast in the month of December. Thank you for listening. Ask others to listen, too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible